Wilbert, the running backs have been unbelievably successful over the first 3 weeks of the season. What's been the secret to the success in your room?
You know, it's not the room. I think it starts with the OC. You know, Kyle Shanahan. He does a great job mixing plays. The passing game, the running game. They work together, and he has a great feel and he has a great knack for his offense, and he seems to know when to put them together, and it helps those guys become better runners when they're doing the things that he wants them to do, like carrying out their fakes and getting into the flats and then just running their tracks. I mean, that has a whole lot to do with it. It has nothing to do with me. It's just the fact is that, you know, my job is to make sure that they're doing the things that he asked them to do, and he's going to help them to become real good running backs in the National Football League.
Let's start with Ben Tate. He was the opening day starter. Solid first half, 6 carries, 41 yards. Has the knee injury. He's out. Expected back against Tennessee. How do you expect to utilize him once he comes back?
Well, you know, when Ben comes back in the ball game, I don't expect him to miss a beat. I'm going to just plug him right back in, just like he had the nice run that, you know, up in Pittsburgh. I'm looking for the same Ben Tate that left us when he took the injuries. He's been working hard. He's trying to get back. And I'm excited to get him back.
Isaiah Crowell has averaged over 5 yards per carry. He was a guy that many thought might need a redshirt year, yet he comes in, scores twice on his first 5 carries, 3 touchdowns on the season, seems explosive. What's been the secret or the key to his success?
Well, the thing is trust and buy into what we are trying to sell here as a running back, as a pass blocker, and then just as a football player. If Crowell keep growing in that department, then he will have success at it. But, you know, it's a process, and there's a lot of things that he has to improve upon. There's a lot of things that, you know, we still got to correct on him, getting him out of his stance, getting him out faster, and making him understand that, hey, he has to be in the right place at the right time. And you know, he's still got a lot of growing to do.
Are you pleased, though, with his progress from where he was as an undrafted guy here 3 games into his career?
Well, you know what, and I'm going to just be quite frank, honestly, you know, I'm never pleased because the expectation is always higher than it is. I'd like to see more. I'd like to see more growth a lot faster, a lot sooner. But right now, you know, I take what he give us and hoping that he improve upon where he's at right now and where he can be.
Terrence West has over 200 yards rushing in his first 3 games in the NFL, the third-round pick. What's your evaluation of him so far?
Tough kid, you know, hard-nosed guy, you know, an effort guy that wants to try to, you know, wants to do a lot of things. But, you know, again, is there such a, you know, for him, I mean, there's still that learning curve and there's still a growing up factor there. You got to be able to do the things and you got to be, you know, you got to have tough love. You got to be tough love because until the game is that you're going to get on guys, but then it's how you perform after you being getting on and got on and the guys there. And once you do that, I mean, I think you can grow in this league. You can take, you know, you can take it real easy.
You were a great running back in your day. You've been around a lot of great running backs, coached some certainly in St. Louis, Marshall Faulk. How good can these young running backs be?
I think, you know, the sky's the limit. I think they have to be, you know, locked into the details of the game. You know, Marshall always was a student of the game. Steven Jackson was very much a student of the game. And these guys here, I mean, they're young, and they got to know, hey, this is very important, and if you want to be really good, you've got to be a student of the ball game in order for you to use the gift that's been given to you.
Mike Pettine brought up Glenn Winston to me as a guy who's impressed him so far in practice. What is your take, and what should the Dog Pound know about Mr. Winston?
Well, Mr. Winston, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, they didn't saw Ben Tate, they didn't saw Terrence, and they didn't saw Crow. Winston is a dark horse. I mean, he's a guy that's in a race with those 3 guys and is fighting for some time on the field. And right now, I mean, he's looking up. Yeah, I mean, but he's an explosive guy. He's a downhill back, and he's a tough kid. And he's a hard-nosed guy. And, you know, I can't wait to see him if he get an opportunity to get in ball games just to see how he's going to perform because he's another good one, another rookie. He's good.
Yeah. 3 young guys here, and I think you might have one of the toughest jobs in the building when Ben Tate comes back, figuring out how to divvy up this playing time with these backs. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
It's a challenge, but, you know, you always – it's a good challenge, and you know what? You like to see, hey, you get an opportunity, you better get a hot hand real quick, and you got to keep it hot because until – if you don't have the hot hand, you got to move on to the next guy. See, hey, someone has to create the spark in order to light that match to get it going. And all those guys that show something at this point here, you want to see who's going to, you know, going to pull out the pack.
What was the number one message you left your room with as they head out on their bye week?
Well, the whole thing is to stay locked in, and guys, don't put your books down, because until when we get back, we're starting like we never missed a beat. So you got to stay in the books.